Zingumalo! You were so scared to come to this podcast.
Of course.
Why?
Who wouldn't be?
How?
Why? Aren't you controversial?
Me?
Do you, when I LT, personally think Scott is being cancelled?
The cancellation culture is real.
How effective is it? Because... The show goes on. Joe, we are taught that immediately when you get the opportunity, make sure that sasa awubuyeli phansi. Manje abobands bebathi zithenga inwele ze-7,000. Ngithi ningajabula. Ngithenga inwele ze-7,000. 7,000.
How did you feel about the reception of your first album?
Yeah, ku Twitter. Even now, umuntu uma kuyi face of a failing album, but she doesn't want to be like Zinqumalo.
The critique that Piano gets is like most artists come in the game, they be batamai, then their career is done.
Umunye washuthi Zinqumalo upila mara twela music. Into ngayisho ku podcast yena lento leyo le ku write ekhanda lakho.
I want to tell you, Z, you're at the right podcast.
You think so?
Alright, y'all, welcome to another episode of the LTDO podcast powered by Samsung. If you've been looking for a phone that has it all, style, power, and features that make life easier, the Galaxy A series is your answer. Let me break it down for you. Today, we'll get into an awesome camera, also revisit the music search. Both features, I'm always using these features, right? Plus, we get something exciting for you guys at the end of the show. All right, let's go. Let's get the show started, baby.
This is what we're here for. It's the LTDO podcast.
Joe.
Ha, ha, ha.
Why am I the host?
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to tell you myself, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross.
Go!
Episode 32, LTDO and Zinqumalo.
Yes, sir! With no further ado, let's make some noise one time for Zinqumalo! Hey, Z.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, Piladam.
You good? Are you really good?
Mm-hmm.
Have you calmed down?
Not really.
Why? Why are you not calm now?
It's pity, but I'm fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I saw you at the Metro FM Awards last weekend, backstage. You were so scared to come to this podcast.
Of course.
Why?
Who wouldn't be?
How? Are people scared now to come here?
Dude.
What?
We had to think about it.
Why?
We had to give it consideration. Why? Aren't you controversial?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a teddy bear. I'm sweet. Like, I'm not controversial.
Oh, nice, teddy bear.
I'm controversial. Since when am I controversial?
Dude, you know.
I don't know. Maybe you know, we should address the situation.
You know, if you have a podcast and I see your clips on TikTok, you must know there's something that you're doing.
Yeah, we booming. That's why you see our clips on TikTok.
I guess.
We're not controversial.
I guess.
We keep it clean over here.
Really?
I think maybe the reason why you probably think we're controversial is because of... last week's episode, right?
Mm.
Our last episode.
Which one was that?
Scott Mapuma.
Ish.
So I think maybe let's address the situation because a lot of people, I think, have a misunderstanding of that episode.
What is the misunderstanding?
Okay, let's speak about it. So we had Scott Mapuma on our last episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
We shot the episode. There's a few things, a few takeaways from that episode. A lot of people are not picking up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Scott came here, he did his interview. People have been having issues with the picture thing before our episode came out. This has been going on for a month, right?
Can I ask you one question?
Okay, ask me.
Why at that particular time did you decide to call him?
We've been speaking about it. Me and Scott have been speaking. Yo, let's get in, let's do... Even me and you have been speaking for a while.
Of course.
So, he came at a time where he felt he wants to address a couple of things, right? So I spoke to Scott before he even came to the episode, and I knew how he felt about everything.
Mm.
So bear in mind, when we shot this episode, I didn't even ask Scott not even one question about the picture thing.
Mm.
I didn't ask him that question because I knew how sensitive it was.
Very sensitive.
Yes, but he chose to express himself And this is a platform, the LTW podcast is a platform where we let people express themselves without judging, without anything. We just give you a platform to express yourself.
But how would you setting up someone for, you know?
Okay, how would I know I'm setting someone up?
I mean, you can tell direction in interview where exactly it's headed to.
Okay, I'm glad you're saying.
This might just be a bit too risky.
Okay, we've had Tiwo Touch right here, right? On the episode. A lot of people, Tiwo Touch. He expressed himself, right? And then we also give people the right. When someone comes and shoot on the LTW podcast, we give them a right to say, please edit this part out. I'm not comfortable. So when we speak to you, we tell you, you have the right. Anything you're not comfortable with, we can delete it. So I let you express yourself. So if someone wants to say anything about any subject, I don't stop them from saying what they want to say. Express yourself. But for me, like I said, I never ask God a question about the picture thing. It's a sensitive subject. I never asked him. So I must let people, it's a platform where people express themselves.
But we born in a directional interview.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
When what were you thinking? Mo edital up.
What do you mean? What was it?
Because obviously you edit these things.
Yeah.
When I book and Malugu edit, both high.
Okay. With every episode, when you express yourself, I don't agree with what, you know what I'm saying? I can't agree with someone from everything that they say on every episode. People express themselves however they feel. Like, I can't be like, no, don't say that or whatever. This is a platform for you to express yourself personally. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no more wakaza. No, but no. Podcasting.
No, it's fine. But what I do want to say is people's feelings are valid.
Of course.
How they feel about the situation, they're valid. And I also think Scott is like, he's been in the game for like 1 year, you know? So somewhere, somehow, all of us are not perfect. You know what I'm saying? We are going to mess up sometimes. We're going to make mistakes. And I think the best way is for us to learn from situations, you know? That's why I feel like the cancellation that everybody's on, I don't think that's a solution.
Is it a real thing? Do you believe in cancel culture?
I don't believe in it. And
is
why?
It real? Like, I want to move on, but cancel, yes,
it is real. The cancellation culture is real.
How effective is it? Because, cancel you, the show goes on. I'm just asking.
Like, who's canceling you gigging with?
For example, you saying Scott is canceled.
I never said that.
You say, Ushilo
nimzini. No, they want to cancel Scott. Okay.
Do you think it's effective?
Yes, if South Africa wants to cancel you, they took away his gigs. He had a performance at
Vogue, that's where I'm going.
They took away his
gigs. Do you, when I LT, personally think Scott is being cancelled? And in a way, Yoguti, im seven ziabu in Pumel.
Yes, South Africans have the power
so
to cancel.
So that means you do believe that Scott is being cancelled?
Yes, but me, I don't think that's a solution. We all going to mess up. Like, none of us, like I say, is perfect. I don't know what you're going to do next week or what I'm going to do next week. We all make mistakes and we're all human. And for me, you can't cancel someone for messing up or making mistakes, you know? Unless you like kill someone, you commit a crime, you should be canceled. But yes, if you commit a crime, you should be canceled. You know what I'm saying? But think about it this way. You are very new in that game, 1 year in the industry. You are not going to have everything figured out. It's impossible.
Of course, but that means nani eltido ben Melanie bone, especially as people that have been in the game. Ben Melanie kuze is a segute.
Like I said,
like you say, uti ni akuluma, and you could see the trajectory. Trajectory.
Ooh, wow. Look at that word. She
learned
words.
I mean, you could see the trajectory. Oh,
trajectory.
But you could see the direction of the interview. Yes. It was headed towards a certain direction.
Can I tell you the funny thing?
And as someone who's experienced, when Abu Tabangan, when
let me tell you the funny thing. When we dropped that interview, because Scott has been saying what he's been saying for a while now. So it wasn't something new to the people, right? So they've heard it before. This was not the first time on the LTW podcast. So when he said it, we are not alarmed. He said it before. It's not something new. But for me, it's like, okay, let him express it. Like I said, I didn't ask the question. Let him express himself the way he wants to express himself. But when nothing blew up, so when people saw the footage from Cotton Fest, they're like, ah, look what's happening now.
What was happening?
Actually, people were not responding because of that little
Maybe
footage.
Maybe people were tired.
That might be true. That might be true. But after that situation, everyone was like, yo, because if you look in the comments, if you look in the comments of our YouTube comments, and you look at Twitter, it's two different things.
What's happening?
On our YouTube comments, some people understand what Scott is saying because it's not just 2 seconds or 1 minute. It's like
they're getting context.
On Twitter, people are very angry on there, and they are valid to feel angry about it, you know? So it's a kind of like a confusing situation, you know? But I think maybe I could have done better. We could all do better.
I personally feel like you could have done better.
Like I said, but okay, for me, it's like, okay, what do I do now? When people come to our podcast, however you want to express yourself, should I cut out whatever you... Because I give you the option of you cutting it out. So should I say, when Z says, I don't like hip-hop, should I say, no, I don't like what you said out?
Yeah, because what would be the whole purpose of me coming here?
Yes, you express yourself how you feel. It's a platform how you express how you feel, you know? And I give you the right to say, I like this, keep it.
You also give me the right to throw myself under the bus.
So I must be responsible for what you say.
You've got experience. You know what usually works and what doesn't. Well, at least express your opinion.
I did.
Listen to Shilo 1, 2, 3. I'd suggest to keep.
Yes. So with me, like I said, I'm not going to argue. If a friend says something wrong on the internet, a lot of my friends in the game have said a lot of things wrong on the internet. I'm not going to go on the internet and say, hey, Wena, you did something wrong. I'm going to speak to you behind
privately,
privately and say, bro, this situation, whatever. But I will never say online, you know? And like I said, this is a platform where people just express how they feel. I might not agree with everything you say, but if I cut out people, on this podcast, we've cut out a lot of things and people complain. Tito, why are you cutting? Why are you editing things? Keep it the way it is. So I think maybe the people must tell me, do you guys want me to cut out things or leave it the way it is? Because what is the best option? That's what I'm saying. It's a confusing situation.
It is.
But for me, I want to give love to Scott.
Shout out.
I definitely think Scott is not done. Let's try to find a better solution as South Africans to be able to solve mishaps or wrong steps in situations. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I'm glad Scott apologized. I think that was the right thing for him to do.
Mm.
And I hope we can move forward as a country from here.
Forgiven.
Yeah. So today is not about Scott.
Hey.
Even though we had to address that situation.
Yeah. You see, after that episode, I was like, more reasons not to come. More reasons.
Z, this episode, like, our podcast is wholesome. We work with brands. Brands wouldn't be working with us if this podcast was
I not... work with brands as well. So I'm very, very, very cautious.
Exactly.
Imagine if you're going to be
Nah, we keep it clean. We keep it clean, yeah.
I hope so.
Like I said, I met you at the Metro FM Awards. So I think before we move on with this thing, let's give a big shout out to the Metro FM. Let's make some noise for Metro FM. I want to give a big thank you to Metro FM for selecting me to be the host of The Green Room, the first ever Metro FM backstage podcast. There was a lot of mishaps with production and everything, but I understand it was the first one. But I am grateful for the opportunity, and I want to give a big thank you to Metro FM once again. Shout out. Now, let's get to Z. There's something very fly. We have to start there about Z, right? She's traveling the world. She's making a lot of money. She's performing on stages every week. But she's still at school. I've never seen a situation like this. Someone would have dropped out long time ago if they had this little bit of success. You know, they would have dropped out long time ago. So I am shocked that you're still doing school. So tell me, how do you balance both school and work at the same time?
Well, to be quite honest with you, it's not by choice. It's just that mina ngikhuliswe umama no baba and a very strict dad. Like my dad is super strict. Uthi noma umtshengisa ukuthi baba nayo imiliyoni. Yeah? Obviously not a million. Ningang calculate.
So Z got millions.
Nah, don't do that. I'm just kulumanga mabizo, guys. Yeah. Metaphors.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, so he's never shaken by any of that. Mm-hmm. So I think he's one of the most crucial people who have always advised to go to school, school, school.
Wow.
You understand? Yeah.
Man, let's clap for the dad one time. Wow. For real. Yeah. So what are you studying in school?
Ay, ay, ay.
How?
See? I swear, education.
Z, you know this is an interview. LTO Podcast is an interview where we want to get to know someone.
Of course.
And when someone gets to know how you take, how you think, So you're going to get canceled based on how someone knows what you're studying.
No, I'm just saying, you see how the psychology is 77. Be yourself. Be you.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Level up your flavor game. KFC got the heat to match your hustle. Satisfy your cravings with KFC delicious buckets, starting from only 149.90 rand. Every bite is packed with bold, irresistible flavor that fuels your hustle. Whether you're on a go or kicking back, KFC buckets are the perfect companion. So grab your bucket today and enjoy the taste that keeps you going. And then Joe, what do you think she's studying? Psychology.
Ah, you guys are so spot on. You're the most spot on. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like exactly.
Exactly.
Mm.
So what do you say she's studying?
Psychology.
Mm. Okay, that's so she's studying psychology. And can I tell you the funny thing? The guy that was right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a crush on you, so it's crazy that... So that is crazy that he got it correct.
Wow.
That's a Denzel, wow. Okay. Yeah. And where are you studying?
I used to study in UJ, but I left.
You left UJ?
Yeah, it was not working.
Why?
UJ is a full-time, you know, studying institution. So the balancing was just not making sense. And also I left RES. Because the reason why Bengihlale RES, it was easier for me to study.
Okay.
And I thought I was doing well until second semester when I went to the UK. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I have this mind that would know I'm doing well. I'll be able to do the same thing. Mang figure UK, I'm alone. Remember, most of UK, abangani base RES, abekho. So you had to face the situation alone. And then I was like, hey, this one won't work. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just wasting money. So I had to leave UJ.
Damn.
Yeah.
How was your experience at UJ?
It was very nice.
So like you being on TV, on radio, but you're still at RES going to school. Tell us, like, how is that situation?
How is that situation? Yeah. Well, people are willing to help you at any given time.
Ah, nakopa.
Okay, besincedana nabangani bam, we were a supportive structure.
Okay. Okay, I like that. Supportive structure.
We're a supportive structure in a sense. You could see, like, when you're not attending class, someone will obviously always remind you, oh, this is what we were doing in class. And obviously, by virtue of you having friends that always go to school, uba ne pressure, you could eshpela mina ngiyanga esikoleni for more than 5 days.
Damn.
Yeah, so UJ was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. I used to strike. Actually, yazi ukuthi ngiqala ukufunda kuphi? Vets.
Oh, okay.
Then I left Vets, I went to UJ. Besama ma strike on my EFF.
You went in a strike.
Mzabalazo.
Serious?
Please must fall.
Where is the picture? I don't believe
there's
that.
No picture.
Ah, Ziba Gashasha.
There's no picture, yeah. But during my first year days, I had fun.
For real?
Mm.
Okay.
Begumnand.
So what year are you doing now?
I'm actually meant to be done. I mean, I'm going to graduate.
Okay.
But delays here and there.
Because of like work and the balance. Okay.
Also, I was doing a double degree.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm doing law, majoring in psychology. So psychology is my elective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's make noise for Denzel one time. We all need a crush in life. Hey? They can guess and figure out your life thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We definitely do. How did you know I was doing psychology?
No, the way you questioning Tito.
Is it giving psychology students?
Yeah.
Did he also do psychology?
I did marketing.
Really? Ah, yeah. Makes sense. He was doing it for the numbers. He was doing it for the numbers of the podcast.
What was I doing? Guys, now I'm going to be happy walking on the eggshells, eh? This podcast has always been wholesome. Now it's like,
I'm under radar now. I'm here for a reason. I feel safe. It's a safe place.
You feel safe?
Yeah.
I'm glad you feel safe because there's many bodyguards here, you know? So feel safe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take it back actually before your school. Where are you from, Kasiaga?
So originally my parents are from Eswatini. So school engine is Swati, but Alex.
You know that's my hood.
Yeah, you once shot a music video Moshe Lamtano me, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I shot that video for that one. That's where I'm from. Go for Kulfeting.
I was young, but I knew your song Moshe. I even knew when you fell. You remember when you fell on stage?
I am still in pain.
So I was a lover of the game. You remember?
We said we're taking out certain things in the episode. We are taking that out.
She's not supposed to be.
I guess she said that. You're not supposed to be saying that.
Maruile mos uiluile.
So you were clearly a hip-hop head if you knew about that.
I used to be a rapper.
I know.
But
let me tell you guys, Z was a rapper, right? Just like all the piano artists right now in South Africa. They all used to be rappers. Yeah. And she used to go by the name of Z the Toxic.
Ask me why.
That was the name, Z the Toxic. Why would you call yourself Z the Toxic?
English was a problem at that time. No, but I'll tell you how it relates to what I'm currently doing right now. That's the crazy thing. Okay. So the latest project is titled Inja Ye Game.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to show you, I've always looked at myself as this big dog. Even the match, like Inja Ye Game, because I used to think like, I'm the girl.
Okay.
But then I used to think like toxic means like someone who's strong. For real. It was a new word as well. Yeah, and
I want to know, what school did you go to?
So I went to Summerwood Primary School.
Summerwood Primary School, So you used to think toxic was someone strong?
Yes.
Wow.
In a way, but it sounds strong. Kancane. Or is there no correlation at all?
There's no correlation.
I guess. But at that time, I used to think umuntu toxic, umuntu strong.
Yeah.
And then until later on when my manager's like, actually, I don't think we're going to work with this name. Because immediately, multi-toxic. I want to make about tati serious.
Definitely.
Yeah, and as a rapper, you know, as I'm a rapper, and I'm a beliefs. I've got my values, I've got my beliefs. I'm not going to throw away the culture. I'm not going to turn my back against the culture. I'm toxic. It was like that. I used to think toxic is someone that's strong.
That's crazy.
Dominant. Yeah.
So, like, as a rapper, like, did you do it for long? Did you go on to be a rapper for long?
I think I did.
For real?
But I wasn't a successful rapper, evidently. I used to rap, man, benghamba nabo Metro FM rap activity chair.
What?
I would win.
No ways.
I would win.
I know. Now I don't believe that. We need 16 bars from you. No ways.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Want to win big while you playing your favorite slots? You could win a big share of 500,000 in cash, a VVIP, HDJ experience at Boomtown and a signed Ronaldinho jersey. Here's how you join the action. Just bet 5 Rand or more on selected booming game titles. Climb the leaderboard by hitting the winning spins. The bigger the win, the bigger the points you get. The more you play, the higher you rank. It's running until the 13th of June. Don't miss your shot at legendary prices. Use promo code LTITO and start spinning. Link in the comments. 18 plus only. T's and C's apply. Welcome to the LTITO podcast. We are about to bring you a sensation. The glamorous, the prolific, Z the Toxic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I know you guys know about her. You've seen her. She's back. You know what I'm saying? You thought she's just doing piano. She said, nah, I'm coming back for the streets. So without further ado, let's make some noise one time for Cedar Thompson! Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, my name is Cedar Toxic. I look up to Euphonic.
Okay.
I'm the best in the comic awards.
What?
Okay. Wait. You just asked me to rap. Yeah. And I will see that. But I used to be the girl who's Rashid. I used to win, dog. People used to call Kumetro FM, but someone knows you're toxic.
Okay. So I think what we'll do, because we put you on the spot, maybe we'll wait until the end of the show. I'll ask you again. Maybe you can remember a 16 bars. It doesn't have to be a freestyle.
Yeah.
But if you don't, there's no pressure. But I'm just glad you could give us a little bit of a taste, you know?
And I've been a trapper, man.
For real.
I looked up to MT as well.
Ah, MT the hustler. Yes, sir.
I'm living life like a grown-up. Only 13 and I'm doing a 10-up. Only man I'm looking for is Mandela.
Okay.
Yellow ponen, I'm 13. Putting work, I have a dream.
Okay. Cedar Toxic is back. Okay.
Yes. We are Zalangam.
I'm glad.
You know probably saying that's why he didn't make it as a rap.
No, I think it's such a beautiful thing when let people, you know what I'm saying, get to know you and know your journey and your stories, like really important. Because for me, it's not about the destination, it's about how you get there. You know what I'm saying? So then, who discovers you?
Social media.
Social media.
Yeah, it was.
And then what
made
you transition from hip-hop to piano?
It was the right... Oh, no, I'm lying. It was a freestyle that I did.
Okay.
With a DJ. One quiz with DJ Wakon. DJ Zandimez, I don't think.
No, I don't think I know.
She's a DJ. She used to have a song here. Baby, ni se matandwe. How can you do that?
You
know what I mean? It's only where I can.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you know the song is...
I don't know the song.
Okay, yeah. So she called me to studio. And obviously at that time, a song was popping. So I saw it as an opportunity.
Okay.
And then, like I'm saying to you, I've always been a social media sensation. Because even how we went on about it, I just made a video on TikTok. I was like, And then after that onwards, people were like, actually, you're a good vocalist more than you are a rapper. So please, girl. And then singing made sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then you make that transition. What would you say was like your first break where you're like, you know what? I've arrived. I'm in the game now.
Funk 55, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Funk 55. Because I want you to consider the fact that it was the only song that I had, but the bookings that we got
were.
Yeah, because I've always been a lover of the game, right? So I study the patterns. It's okay for an amateur piano artist to make it that far. They at least need 5 hit songs.
Okay.
You understand? 1 hit song is not enough,
right?
So with us, I think Funk 55 dropped on December 1. So get before Ingomi Puma.
Wow.
You know how my piano works?
You leak the song first
before you even release it. So by the time you get to stage, people are singing along.
Yeah.
And then obviously the management would like take content, and then we went on until this year. Cape Town salala. You understand? So it would definitely have to be that Funk 55. And
that's
it was
crazy.
The only song. So you must understand that you must give the promoter value for as to why are they booking you. Because ngang booki artist to tilt pulling me one. It doesn't make sense. So you have to stretch it. San Bonan guys mtolukwani pi a person. I used to push his card. Oh, it's ne promoting abo and would lom dana pelu unengo me one. So you must work. Can you feel it?
So guys, you guys have figured out the trick. When you're there and you're hearing, can you feel it?
You
just
must know
what's happening. Just know. Good day.
You must know good the catalog I vomi.
Ish.
Yeah, but we worked hard. Now we have the courtesy of deciding that, we're going to Limpopo.
Okay.
Do we actually want to perform the song? Nah, I'm not in the mood. Let's perform other ones. Yeah, shout out to Tugzin.
Look at that comeback.
Yeah.
So then you blow up. You're like, yo, I've arrived. You're hearing yourself on radio. Actually, let me even know that first feeling of hearing yourself on radio for the first time.
To be quite honest with you, because I've been a rapper and I used to go to Metro FM, so I've always set myself up there. Yeah. I mean, no disrespect to other radio stations or whatever, but you can never get used to the feeling, number one. But so ajwayela, in a way,
to be
the
on
only
radio.
Thing that you haven't gotten used to is your song playing on radio, and then ulirato khanya khoyaqima, then she does the link. Because you know, buti radio, iyahlukana. There are songs that play as a playlist, but then there are those particular songs. So when they play, I host in present, izoyibamba. That is Zinqumalo with Amakia. That felt really nice. Because it used to happen a lot when I'm with my dad. Because obviously, I didn't have a car. Yeah. So every time I'm saying motweni, I kula lili radio. Then Zuluza, la, I'm so tra. So spayed. At that time, my dad was a drinker of Heineken. I hope I'm not promoting anything.
Yo, Heineken, run us a bag, okay?
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. So, yeah, it was a thing of, le Heineken, no kula ngayo. Is it the one that I'm thinking? Then I'm like, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Have you ever drank Heineken?
I have.
For real?
Bengito and everything.
Serious?
Yeah, Baba. Oh, even when I was doing the song, actually. That's how the song came about. We were in Soweto.
Yeah.
Studio. And I'm in the hood. Laba puti, laba abang offer champagne.
Oh.
I mean, not that I'm a heavy drinker, but straight look into Mazan and we offer ritual. You like, do you want champagne? I should pay. I was so smart to give a Heineken. And then that's how the song came about.
That's
crazy. I was actually dissing them.
Guys, as much as I don't want to promote Heineken, we gotta give them props. They've made so many hits. Shebalu, what they did for Questa's career.
They have.
You know?
They have. They truly have.
So there's something in Heineken as musical spirit. Nyana.
Super iconic, especially if you're from the hood. Like, super iconic. No promo, but
Heineken, run us that bag for real. Again. Okay.
Yeah, so it was one of those situations. The good thing is this is radio and I'm with my dad. I love those moments. So you get to experience that moment kakulu, ne? But there's just something about it. There's just something about the feeling when it happens when you're with your parents or when you're with your family. But when it happens in front of my dad, Papa, you drive a bag.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's something else.
And then talking about the name, how then what happened for you to say, that's my name now? I'm changing. Yeah. Okay.
And it felt right because that's who I truly am. Zinqumalo. And I'm glad, actually, shout out to my manager for, you know, convincing me to change that name. Because you can't be 60, then you're called Z, the toxic.
Yo.
It wouldn't have made sense. But at that time, it didn't make sense. How can you make me change my name?
He showed me the messages.
He did?
You were very stubborn.
I still am, no man.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
I think I was born like that.
What star sign are you?
Capricorn.
Okay, yeah. You're very stubborn.
Very,
and toxic.
Very. Yeah.
Maybe that name was a fit. Okay, so you move on and you do amazing things in the industry, right? You drop songs. You even drop your first album. Was your first album was called Kwangumalo?
Yes.
How did you feel about the reception of your first album?
The first one, obviously, it was still the come up days. Do you understand? But because of, like I'm saying to you, I've always set myself so high. For some odd reason, I used to think, yeah, this is the project. And that's why even I went very hard with pushing the project. But obviously, now that I look at the current project and I look at that other project, I'm like, basically, la, la, la. But we were not lalaring because people always catch up. So that project was, it was fine. It embraced Zinqumalo, the Afropop star. Because being cool, like Afropop, Mlindo the vocalist vibes. And then we dropped the second one, Injaye Game. People used to make fun of my album, dog.
Why?
Yes, le page le lagu twitter le le. Le 2022 Africa, I'll never even forget.
Yes, I know that.
Le publisher, Amastets. unfortunately, she is a overhyped. But in overhyped.
Overrated.
Yabona lento kuti artist alina talent, but
overrated.
Yes, overrated. Yeah. No, she's an overrated artist, and that is evident in the numbers. Yeah.
For real, what were the numbers, Gandhi?
So Ingisaktan is only blowing up now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So that means the project had no motion. Well, it didn't show any signs of, you know, being a big, super big project. The only big song that was there was Thula Mabotha. And Thula Mabotha had been released before
as a single.
So you don't really consider it part of the album like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good Twitter. Even now, umuntu uma we face off a failing album. But she doesn't want to be like Zingumalo. But I look at the numbers now, I'm like, well.
You know what it tells me?
Mm-hmm.
It shows me that you have resilience. You have staying power. Sometimes it's good when something doesn't go good for you. Because you can only learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't make mistakes, when something doesn't go, you never build wisdom. Mm-hmm. So now, going back, you even came back with more hits.
Lalela, I'm going to top 10, man. Three entries to top 10. Do you understand? But obviously, as I'm a parent, it obviously gets to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lie. Because it's a thing of, yo, dog, the whole year will keep her. I'm a fire banger.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm going to say, I'm going to cut her.
Yo. And you know, you're not the only one. Most piano artists, people complain when they drop albums, they don't live up to the collaborations and singles.
Mm.
We've heard that.
Mm. But it happens. It's life. So I don't even want to say it was a formula. Hey, we thought about it and it just happened. Because now even when the album was performing, I was like, ish, maybe this page might just be right. But sizobona.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the people get to decide what a hit is. We make good music. Mina mangsa studio satukuzini ngenza good music. Mangsa good music. When I'm at my own studio, I make good music. But the people get to decide what they want to make a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's just that Masebak Faragule and Dabalezama charts, top chatting artist, obviously, it gets to you. Then now you become. Now, so I call you a calculator.
Talking about hits, you have a very big hit right now.
Which one?
Sabtada.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well,
the Maskandi one?
No.
The Lukompo one?
Eish, can I hear you?
The Amapiano one?
Yeah, the piano
the
one. Yeah.
One?
Yo. Flex! you got a hit with a collaboration, TBO.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys really dating or is this publicity? Or
do you think we're dating?
I don't know. I've never met him, so I wouldn't know.
Crushy?
Hey, they called you Crushy.
When you cabanga, when I'm out pegging, when you cabanga.
He thinks he still has a chance.
Do you think you have a chance? Wow.
Are you guys really dating? Are you and TBO dating, for real?
We're pushing a song, a love song.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's pushing goma. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're pushing a song.
So you guys are not together for real? Like, you guys are putting it off.
We are pushing a song.
Wow. That was very convincing, eh? You were looking in his eyes like, I'm so in love.
But we entertainers. El Tito, you shoot music videos. You act sometimes.
Yeah.
So we are entertaining. That's what it is.
Wow. Shout out to you. You guys really made it look convincing.
Really?
Yes.
So when you come to see Achola?
That's what I thought.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
My friend that has a crush on you is so happy now. Look at him.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, we were pushing a song and it did really well.
Okay. And it did. You guys really did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Zingumalo is still single. So.
Ngobang no TBO ng single.
Oh, okay. Is it, do you have a man?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. So if we don't know, then what does Z usually look for in a man? What attributes do you look for in a man? What do you like?
I don't know, man. We spend so much time, like we're giving in so much time into this music thing. Like sometimes you lose track of like the real life things, like I'm a crush. Yeah. Sibabona emagigini kuphela babathincumalo ngizokushada. And that has become a norm for me.
Yeah,
do you understand? So I don't go out looking out for a man.
I know, but I think you have to balance it. You know?
The thing is, with me, I don't balance at all.
Yes, life is about balance. When things are not going well, you stress about the music, you must have a shoulder to lay on, you know what I'm saying?
A shoulder to lay on. Yeah. Shoulder is a key.
You need real connections as human beings.
I have right and connections.
And love is a beautiful thing, if I tell you. It's a beautiful thing.
Are you in love or what? Are you married?
No, I'm not married. But I'm just telling you, love.
You speak like a lover boy. Am I lying? Like, oh, see, love is beautiful. Love is pink and white.
Certified lover boy, you feel me? But for real, it is, you know?
I don't think so.
You don't think love is necessary?
It is necessary.
You pointed at the crush.
Yo,
guys, I think the LTO podcast is going to turn into All You Need Is Love. You know what I'm saying?
Please, I don't know. I beg to differ. Also, it's a time thing. I haven't really given myself time to invest in that. So I wouldn't know.
Is it?
Ngiyafunda, ngiyacula, ngiyingane, nginefamily. Isikhathi somjolo uma ubhekile sikhona la.
Okay, I feel you.
I'm just asking.
I mean, there is, but if you have other priorities, especially if you're studying, I would suggest you keep it that way, you know?
I don't think it would work. How guys nang chacha?
No, if you don't think so, it's about you. Like, if your priority right now is studying and making money, I always advise, like, put the career over love any day.
I'll never ever be 22 again, pushing my music or having the opportunity to pursue a degree. So, Tando, mina ngajola noma ngina 30.
Okay.
Noma ngina 35. I'm not really into that. But one day when I do look for a man, I'd go for a family orientated guy because I'm very much family orientated.
Okay.
Yeah. A humble guy. Are you family orientated?
Yo.
Ugcineni upho umama akho imali ukuthi azame nyana. Umpha malini?
We can't have too much of these conversations. They're not going to hear what he's saying.
Really?
Yeah, we can't. You guys can carry on with this after, okay?
Uno mona.
No, but the viewers won't be able to hear him.
Really?
We can't have a conversation. You see what I said? We can't be having conversations like this. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I would definitely go for a family-orientated guy.
Yeah.
Humble. Goes to church. The boring stuff. The mushy-mushy love.
I think she's just, this sounds like date my family, you know?
Huh?
like she gave all the obvious answers.
What do you want me to say? A guy that has money? Do you want me to say that?
No, I never said that.
Okay, what were you expecting me to say?
I don't know, other things like...
Like,
okay, we could discuss like when you first see someone, you don't know if they into family. What else did she mention? When you see someone from across the room.
But it's the small little things.
What?
Like you meet a guy, besides, yo, my family or my mother would love this.
Okay.
My mother believes in this thing. You can pick up from that.
Okay, let's start with physical attributes. Does he have to be short, tall? Does he have to be dark, light skin?
Dark.
Dark. Yeah. By the way, guys, the crush that's sitting across the room, Kima Vitan. He's a yellow bone. Okay, yeah?
Dark and your body.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think you have a lean body. You're not fat, you're not slender.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lean body. Unama potris. Hi, Manuel.
Oh, sorry.
Then in terms of height-wise, I don't think I'm really going for a... tall guy. I be right. When you right now.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
But dark.
Shut up.
But dark.
Papa, son. Okay.
Yebo.
Okay. So you talk about money. Money is not a thing for you.
Currently, not.
So even you could date a guy that doesn't have that much money.
Okwamanje ngisazondla, ngisase right
me. No, I'm talking about when you are ready.
That's the thing, Pela. What if I'm going to be striving for different things? For example, what if at that age, sengifuna ukuya eMiami, sengifuna ukuya eMaldives.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, angeku eMaldives uhola 15,000.
Mm.
Yabo. Mm. So it depends. But in terms of financial position, I don't think I'm very specific. Because okwamanje mina ngisase right.
I just want to put a message out to the young kids to let you know that dating in 2025 is a different situation. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like back then, there was no Instagram. You are not, there was no Maldives. Women are seeing every day. I feel sorry for the young kids so much. They have so much to compete with.
But it's exposure. It's not even like the young kids. Probably people, not even probably. Yeah. The most definitely girls your age are even striving for bigger things.
That's what I'm saying.
Instagram,
I know Instagram has changed just the demographic of how
we live.
Do you
think it's Instagram?
Of course.
Exposure, LT.
Where is exposure coming from?
Laying Ghana's book on Netflix. So obviously, you understand, let's not even take away from Instagram. I know a lot of people that are not really orientated in Instagram, social media, what. But like I'm saying, exposure.
Mm.
Remember? Exposure, the one we were talking about.
It's true.
Yeah. So what beggar my Netflix?
Yes, but it's also comparisons that are on social media. If you've seen your friend, they are flying her out to the Maldives, to Paris, you also want the same thing as a woman. Am I wrong?
No, you are not completely wrong.
Okay.
Because situations differ.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, there are people that just want the best for themselves. For example, ngifundile, nginemali yami, I want the best for myself.
I think you are correct.
Do you understand? So it's got nothing to do with comparison
or
whatever. But like I'm always saying, it demographic leogu your world. Definitely heavily influence the kind of person that you'd want to be, number one, where you want to see yourself. So, for example, if Nkulele sent in, do you think Nkufuna ukubuyela phansi?
No.
And that's got nothing to do with social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how I grew up, the things that I've been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got nothing to do with social media sometimes.
I disagree about the social media thing.
Ashunze?
But I feel, yes, I do. But I don't want to dwell on that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel you have the right to search for whatever man can match you. You are hustling, you are making your own money. You should be with someone that can match you as a person.
Mm. Not even financially. Like, what if in a spiritual sense, you're pouring into my cup? That on its own, like it's an investment because ungipha amandla ukuthi nami ngiphume. And strive for better. Do you understand?
I like that.
So it's so many investments. It's not really financial. Hey, ngifuna 3 million. Nah, it's a lot of things. Because you could come with your money, but tell you, you're taking away from me energy-wise, like we are cheetah. Or you just make me feel insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not only slowing yourself down, man, you're so slower down now. Because man, I feel like such a low self-esteem girl. Because lang puma kona, I'm not being recharged. So it's a lot of things.
Damn.
So guys need
to recharge their woman.
Yes.
Make them feel good.
Even girls need to recharge their men, make them feel good. Try the baby. Corner last year, corner. Yeah.
No, I feel that. I feel like Z is kind of like a. I think she's focused, right?
What do you mean I'm focused? Okay, am I boring? Is that a nice way of saying I'm bored?
No, focus is saying you got your head on your shoulders. You don't just look at life through a narrow lens. It seems like you're broad. You know, you don't just think about one thing. You don't just think, oh, money. You think about every other thing. And I feel like it's really important. We're in those times where if, like, a woman just says, me, I just want money from a guy. And she doesn't care if the guy is a good guy, he's kind, he's smart, he's caring. It can result to...
But what if the girl doesn't care generally about kind, what?
This when you end up in bad situations.
No, when you're not getting the points.
Yeah.
I'm saying exposure.
Okay.
You understand? So it comes a situation where the girl is really looking for financial help because Puma from a disadvantaged background.
Yeah.
So if I come from a disadvantaged background, do you think I still care? Ngabo, caring in. Yeah, I'm just saying, Guti, like, I'm a perception ayahluka.
Okay.
You asked me, Guti, are you currently looking for a guy that has money? And I'm saying, I'm in a situation where I'm privileged enough not to look for money because of the situation that I'm in currently.
Okay.
But in tanga, I am enye na 22 might not have that courtesy of having to be like, I'm actually looking for a guy who's going to pour into my cup. Omunye ufuna I financial help, it's life. Yeah. A guy sometimes I just need a girl. Melube muhle. I'll invest in you being pretty. Situations differ.
Mm.
And there's no right or wrong.
You're right. But those situations also lead to very, very tragic situations. When you with a guy specifically for money and help, he knows that he's not stupid.
Mm.
So then he wants to control you because he feels like he is funding you. We are not in a relationship. I am saving you. I'm your lifesaver, basically.
But Tito, there's a disadvantage and an advantage for everything. For example, you could be with a guy who's not offering financial help, but
most definitely. But I'm just meaning, like I said, be with a guy that has money and other attributes, not just the money. Because when it's just the money, that's when misunderstandings happen. That's when GBV happen. If you could be with an asshole just for money, he's going to treat you bad. So,
but you wanted money. You're not looking for Father Christmas, Moss.
Hey, man.
You want money.
Yeah.
Just know what you want.
So then if you just want money and the guy treats you bad, you're going to turn around and say, men are trash.
Yonke into empilweni inama disadvantage nama advantage.
Okay.
Let's just keep it at that. You'll come and say, I want a guy that has money. Akunikeze imali. But ahluleke in other positions. Yeah. For example, akshay.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Ufike uthola nurturing guy who's what umthola insecure. Mm. You pick your struggles in a position that I'm in. Angisho bawu thula mantombazane. Ukona lo othi hayi makangishaya at least ngaza bo doctor bay 3. And then kunozi othi hayi imali noma ngabe nayo mina at least ngikhona ukuphuma ngama Saturday ngisebenza. You understand ukuthi in a way not having money is a disadvantage on its own because obviously that means we get deprived of the nice things in life. Sonke sifuna into ezinhle. So there's a certain part that has to be ngathini. It has to be sacrificed if you're looking for a guy that's going to nurture into your cup. You must understand. Take it as it is. Take me as I am.
I feel you. But for me, I want to put out a message like to all the women, if you're with a guy for financial support and he's abusing you, please leave. That, no, medical aid or not, please leave. I'm serious. That situation, people end up dead in relationships. That's not worth it. You know, if you are struggling with money, like I'm not the one to tell you A, B, C, D, but if a guy's going to abuse you, it's not worth it. Please leave in that situation.
Hey.
Mm. It's not worth it. Your life is not worth you going through that situation.
Yeah, because nemali yaphela also. Mm. I get you. I'm just saying.
I get the perspective. Mm. Yeah, but yeah, sorry. Go on.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in shock, like perspectives differ.
Mm.
And where you at in life determines a lot of decisions that you take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you see, you are privileged in you. So I would advise a lot of like young women out there to actually work.
Yes.
Work and make money. Because when you work and make money, you have a choice of the man that you are with.
Yeah.
You choose. You have that privilege to choose because you're not dating someone for financial support.
Yes.
Imagine being with someone you don't like because of money.
Yes, no, I agree with you. Especially because yes, maunento zako cho ukhona ukuthi hayi why I reply 5 minutes late actually angisamfuni. Simply because you reply 5 minutes late. No, because you have the leverage.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Kumnandi.
And now a word from our sponsors.
All right, let's get into the music search. Let me tell you, this is one of the coolest features any musician or music lover can have. Imagine you're listening to a track in the car. You want to know the name of the song with music search. I can just point at the phone and the sound automatically picks up and checks the name of the song. I'm out with friends. We vibe into some tunes. I don't know the name of the artist. I pull out the phone, tap the music search. Just like that, I get all the info for the song. That's how awesome the power of the Samsung new Galaxy A series it is. So you've never dated anyone in the industry?
I would never.
Why?
Ah, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't.
I thought it'd be easier because someone understands what you do. They're not saying, ah, why are you coming back at 4 o'clock in the morning? You know, I thought it'd be
much easier. Don't you think I'm an artist? They're the most thingy. They're the most ngatini, sensitive around access and who you give access to. Mainly because they know what they do when they're granted access to girls. You understand? Because, you know, when you go in the studio session, and then ngatsi kuba free for all. Yeah, well, mm. Yeah, I'm just saying. So yeah. I don't think it would work. I wouldn't want to give it a try. Not even in a million years. No.
Okay. Talking about studio and girls in the setup. What inspires you when you're in studio? What setup are you looking for? Like what, how's the studio session?
I'm a freestyler.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a freestyler. And that heavily influenced how I make my own music. Because, so growing up, I always used to have a thing. You would say, I don't think I articulate myself in the most effective way in terms of ukuluma. Like, you understand? But with the song, like, ngathini, you're able to hear what I'm saying, even without me having to explain much. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So it's a thing that took time for me to understand that actually I'm this kind of artist. I'm more of a freestyler, mm-hmm. more than a writer. Ooh. So I'm not really good with writing. Mm-hmm. Nah. So okay. It's basically a thing of ngabona isicoko saka kyambala puta toga isicoko spinky. Simple. Yabo?
Driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it's really not that hectic. And I think that's why I wouldn't have worked out as a rapper. Because I think as a rapper, like, you must write, you must make sense, mm-hmm. you must flow, mm-hmm. punchline, mm-hmm. what. Whereas with most of the songs that are big in my catalog, like, Mangiti Most, they're the biggest, like, the biggest two songs that I have currently is Amakia mm-hmm. with Tugzin and mm-hmm. Funk 55. Mm-hmm. They were all pure freestyles. Okay. Literally pure free. And shout out to the producers, because you know what usually happens there? Mm-hmm. We are in a studio, ne? And then uti, la, lam sotra. So, yena, uzo itata, I arrange, I pag, in a way that makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why also I'm very, like, super sensitive in terms of, like, going to people's studios.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, when people are like, ui, njalo, mau figa la paya nawe, so ne standard to live up to. And that's not how music is, because it's art
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. So,
you'd rather work at your own studio?
Not my own studio, yeah. But I'm very selective. Mm. Very, very, very selective.
Of the people you work with?
Yeah. Mm. The studio sessions that I go to. So I could go to your studio, but chances are, leya hip hop, you go to Nizopuza, go relax, you go to my TV game.
Oh.
And that's generally how it is.
Yeah.
But that's why I avoid it. Like even jobs. Amapiano is adapting the culture. Because amapiano, it used to be a back room, laptop, small room, so by virtue of the room being small, I think it's a thing that's been happening with hip hop, so now the piano guys are adapting to it. I'm a PlayStation, but I don't like it. Because even with Funk 55, you know what actually happened?
Mm-hmm.
My figure studio was 10. Hey, there was still too much. There was still so much energy, man. Abantu basase happy. Bafuna ukulalela ukuthi ubani yena lo ucula kanjani. Until later on, when they fell asleep, ngabo 3, 4, I got in and I did my thing with no fear of failing,
mm-hmm.
you know, or sounding like I'm whack. Yeah. So I'm super sensitive.
I can see.
How can you see?
No, I'm just saying by your words, I can see you're super sensitive about your art. It's not, it's not necessarily a negative thing.
Really?
Yeah, you should care about your work that much.
Mm. I do, shame.
Yeah. So you still get nervous before you perform?
Kakulu. And most of the time, I want to buy mangaru, but dog, you've been doing this thing. You've been doing even bigger stages.
Mm.
You understand? But still, usathuka.
And now a word from our sponsors.
The AI-powered features like the best face, you can select people's best faces and emotions in photos and create a perfect group pic with everyone looking their best every time. The new auto-trim feature helps you instantly create a highlight reels of your video content, and the Galaxy AI simply selects the moments, stitches them together into a concise highlight reel. It's normal.
Yeah. Now we both talk.
Yeah.
Then when's it, Jan?
Not scared, just nervous.
then how would you overcome it?
There's no other way to overcome it until you get on stage. I never did. Other people would take drugs to try to overcome.
Even if you did, you were not going to say, I took drugs.
No, but I've never taken drugs ever in my life. Really? I've never experimented. I've never tested. Everyone in the game knows me. They would know. I'm even saying it publicly. I've never, ever experimented with drugs ever in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Shout out to
it's
you.
It's not for me. I'm the only child at home, right? So I was an individual. Even like Kholakokasi.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be the only guy listening to hip-hop while everybody was listening to House, Kwaito, or whatever.
Yes.
And what hip-hop told me or taught me is to be an individual.
Oh, yes.
So I wouldn't look like everyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be dressing baggy jeans and Timberland while my friends will be wearing All-Stars, Lil Cavella.
Mm-hmm.
So what hip-hop told me is to be an individual. Mm-hmm. So when I got into the game, I was not easily influenced. So if someone... I've been around drugs where people take drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
How's the experience?
A lot. And I wouldn't... Yes. And I wouldn't be influenced based on my upbringing of me learning to be an individual and be comfortable in my own skin. So I can't be peer pressured. Can I tell you something? I've never even tried to smoke a cigarette. You can't peer pressure me. Like, if I did something bad, my mother would know... Tato wins in trio because she knows like no one could ever influence me to do something I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If I did something bad, it's because I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I'm an individual. I can't be influenced. That's why even like with the podcasting thing, I also decided to do it my own way. Every podcast drops every single week.
Mm-hmm.
The LTO podcast, we don't drop episodes every week.
How do you drop?
Twice a month. You know, I decided to do it my own way.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted this... platform to be a premium product. You know, we carefully select our guests, and the guests that come on the show, we want to speak to them. I'm not doing an episode because I have to shoot an episode. I'm doing that because I'm genuinely interested in what you do. I respect you and your craft and your work. So with everything that I ever did, I always wanted to do it my own way, not like any other person. You know what I'm saying?
So never, ever, ever, not even once.
Have I? No, never.
Yeah. Because Mabesho,
Mabesho,
Gutsugu hip-hop, it used to be a thing.
Yes.
Like, it used to be a thing.
Yes, it did. A lot of people took drugs in hip-hop, I will say that. But for me, I just don't see, like, growing up, you know drugs are bad. What? So why, if I know the fire's going to burn me, why touch it?
You never know. Like I always say, perceptions differ. People have their own justifications for everything that they do.
I feel you.
You wouldn't know because you've never been in that position.
Yes, that's why I don't judge people. I'm just speaking from my own, you know what I'm saying? Like how I am as a person. I'm not going to judge anybody that's indulging in whatever they indulge in. It's just not for me. That's why I'll be even around it, same room. And I'm not judging you, what you're doing. But me as a person, nah. I've always been the type of guy that's like, I know what I want and I don't just partake in certain things because I'd be cool and whatever. And I always thought I was cool.
Was it cool to take drugs?
A lot of people that did that thought it was like a cool thing. Smoke. Yes, but you are smarter than that. But a lot of people that get peer pressure to take drugs or smoke, they think it's a cool thing at that time.
So, well, I'm glad that eras have changed, don't you think?
Yes.
I'm super, super glad that eras have changed.
So you haven't been around drugs?
Ever. Ever. And ngikutshele mina like, into eyayithusa ubaba kakhulu ukuthi yo, lento ozifaka kuyo, it usually doesn't go good. It's either artist liba addicted to ama-drugs, like ugogwami ne, like umuntu okude. So makafuna ukungikwatisa, uzothi, yeah, bahlothi ubani drugs, in you understand? Because I guess... Abantu that were never exposed to this entertainment industry have a perception of ukuthi music kushunqwa ama drugs.
And it is true. I'm not gonna lie.
Not in this.
The
not
music
in our
industry
era,
has a lot of drugs.
Our era.
I'm glad then. I'm glad if that's calmed down. I'm glad, but I can't sugarcoat or lie to the people and say the industry is all roses and strawberries and it's beautiful.
Course.
Whatever. We're gonna give them the real. I feel like on this. Sure, we always got to give people the real. The drugs exist. There's a lot of drugs in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you haven't been exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And But you're also still young in the game.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm also still young in the game. And I think they just respect me if there are people that I know.
Yeah.
I mean, if there are people in my circle that I wouldn't know take yeah. drugs. I guess, but I'm finishing a year now. I'm going to be one. No, ma'am.
Yes.
No, I've never. Like,
that's
I've
a beautiful
never.
Thing, then.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's because, like, eras have changed. It's amapiano now. Do you understand? People are living their truth.
Okay.
You know, it's no longer a thing to be all swagged out.
Okay.
But out na luto. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Things have changed. Things have really changed. I mean, no offense to the hip hop era, but you know how, like, it used to be a thing. We would say, you are a superstar.
Yeah.
Dress like a superstar. Behave like a superstar. And I think maybe that also adds on to the pressure, and then you end up smoking the drugs because.
But I don't think it's a hip hop thing, because if we are talking about that, okay, we're going on a tangent, guys. We are supposed to have this conversation because we've actually never spoke about this on the show. It's not a hip hop thing, because if you want to talk about that, Piano came with the expensive brands to wear. If you want to talk about
but
that.
But you guys no. rapped about it in your
yes,
songs.
Yes, yes, yes. But Piano, I'm just saying, like, in terms of hip-hop would rap about materialistic things, it's
mm-hmm.
true. Hip-hop would rap about drugs, it's true. But I think when Piano came in, they came with the designer
mm-hmm.
on clothes. I wear designer,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not saying there's anything wrong in wearing designer.
Of
you know
course.
What I'm saying? But Piano, bro, everything was Gucci, Louis, everything. And I'm glad that it slowed down. Because just spending a lot of money in clothes, in a couple of years, you're going to feel it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's a hip-hop thing, what you're saying.
Okay, can I correct myself?
Okay.
I think maybe it's a transition of eras. Because man, it's hip-hop. Even when people are apparently,
yeah,
they used to do... I'm a drugs, nan, nan, nan. So I guess maybe it's a transition of eras from kwaito, hip hop, gom, gengi. What's our era?
Piano.
I'm a piano. Yeah.
Three-step, piano.
Three-step, whatever. Yeah. But gule era, let's go. I don't want to lie. Maybe like people love alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, the artists really, really love alcohol. But in terms of drugs,
I think we got to clap for that once, guys.
Mm-mm.
That means. That means the industry is cleaning up.
It
That's
is.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Shout out to Piano then for not consuming.
You sound so sarcastic. It's no. giving more. Shout out to Piano then.
Oh, guys, it's a good thing. I'm going to do drugs, miss. It's a good thing.
We're doing a good job.
Wow.
Singena sober minded.
Yeah, and to all the kids that are watching or whatever and they're hearing this talk about drugs, I just want to say, like, before you even try it, I just want to tell you the outcome. Bad. There's never anything that good that comes out of taking drugs.
Mm.
Nothing, nothing good.
And apparently it's an expensive habit to maintain. You're born like...
Yeah.
So Tina, sitenga ama property.
Sitenga
imoto kuma piano.
Let's talk about it.
Sitenga isimechi.
Okay.
We signed deals with Puma.
Woo.
We're working.
All right, guys, come
we're
on.
Working.
Come on.
We're
going to talk about everything that she named. Okay?
Wow.
Let's start with the endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
You are sponsored by Puma.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
So it started off as a campaign.
Okay.
Initially, we were meant to do a campaign with them. And yo, my management knows how sensitive I am around working as an influencer for brands.
Okay.
But it took a lot of convincing for them to do. Man, look at the bigger picture. We're trying to build a relationship. Because you know how generally these things work. Like, it's a building thing. And to my surprise, we only did one campaign. December, when they were announcing I'm a brand ambassador, they're like, Zimamalwen Youngstan. So it didn't even take that long.
Wow.
Imagine.
That's how much you build yourself as a brand for them to see the
Hopefully.
Value.
Hopefully. I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
what else did she name? Properties.
Mm.
So you bought property already?
I know. We are working towards that. But I'm just saying...
But you're still young. It's more pressure. Yeah.
I'm just saying, Guti, the focus right now with most of my peers is like investing into the future, because also we are very, very, very cognizant of the fact that amapiano is fast.
Mm-hmm.
Fast. So you might be gigging 100K namhlanje, sasangena umunye izinqimalo mele uyehlisa iprice yakho sogika nga 10k but at least you've got something that you know you've put aside yabo. For example, Teacher Stocky actually has a student apartment.
Yeah.
What? You know, when I found out that, I was like, ah, that's actually dope.
That's really dope.
That's very, very dope. Yeah. So we are doggy designer, but we are sebenzela.
That is really dope.
The designer can be maintained. Whether he drops the next hit in the next 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
In Ghana, the school is paying rent.
Okay.
And uzongene diamond work. I think so, yeah. It's that. And then we did a collaboration with The Fix. So we were selling image.
Yeah.
Also, Nayo, it was a sample thing of let's see how it goes. And then all of this, by the way, was done during December. Because I remember when they released the first batch of stocks, Baba Kipa Ikipa and The Fix. We didn't do promo, nothing. Just when I said nothing. Minangbone Ikipa says thing siwa website. Yeah, The Fix. And then they were like, only two left. Only one left. Then I was like, oh, actually, that's great. And then they extended the contract into, you know, making the hoodies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Guys, we're going to be clapping all episodes. That is amazing. Something interested me in what you were saying. And I was like, oh, wow. She's not even has an ego to say, okay, I can be charging 100K and then next month drop or whatever. There's no that ego.
Seasonal.
Other people want to stick to what they started with.
Let
me know when you first started. We first started. I can be showing people how you build your brand. Right now you've built your brand. So in the beginning, I can want to show people the journey. So not only about the destination.
Of course.
So when you started, how much were you getting paid for a gig?
Mahala. I used to pay to go to the gig.
How? Explain that to us.
Transport. So when you approach a promoter, you're like, can you please put me on? You don't even have to put me at peak time. Umfaki, platform. Obviously, you're going to spend on transport. I don't go on stage alone.
That's your
dancers.
Camera, yeah?
I have dancers. Yeah, but so you can tell your dancers, sis, pan. Do you understand? So it becomes a cost more than it is a law. An income.
Yeah.
So I used to spend to go to gigs.
Wow.
Yes. And then the first fee.
Do you know what you call that?
What?
An investment.
An investment. I wanted to say that, but I wanted to allow you. Yeah. It was an investment. And then December, such charge you 6,000.
Okay. So let's first speak. We can't just not go fast. We're here. It's a podcast. I love the fact that you don't have that feeling that most young kids have, the instant gratification that I'm making music, let it all blow up. You understood that I have to build my brand. That's a beautiful thing.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So now you invest in your brand, and the first time you're getting paid for gigs is 6,000, right?
Not even 6,000. 2,000.
2,000.
Yeah, that's the starting fee.
And at that time, when you're getting paid 2,000.
I'm lying. 500. Bandros gave me 500. But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
That same night, Bandros gave me 500. Kelvin Momo came on stage. He played Ngu. Ngati ngai tatale mic. Ngati ngai washuta washuta. God, Saturday video corner, trend. Yeah, in the Manyama bookings, says in the Mapu Kings were 800 manj. 800 says you achieved the 1.5. But what's nice about my booking fee is that it kept on increasing like fast. You understand? I don't want to lie, like it kept on this
way. I have to give it up to Z. She's a smart girl.
Why?
You have like a business savvy. I like how you think and your mind.
It's experience, man. It's not even about being smart.
No.
I'm saying, studied the game.
I'm so glad you studied the game.
With time, you get better. You get better. You start, you know, knowing certain things. It's like, actually, this is how you can go about it. So I think it's an experience thing.
Okay.
But anyways, the booking.
So you started getting paid 500.
Panros.
So guys, just know, don't come in the game.
Panros.
You don't even have a smash hit. You've only been in the game for a few. Yeah. Learn these steps to this thing.
Can you feel it? You must give them value.
So the 500 grew until to what point? To what booking fee where it's like, okay, I've arrived.
I mean, I don't want to lie. Immediately when they said 15K is in Umalo. To me, I was like, and that also goes back to exposure. I'll tell you what mistake that I did at that time. So, must I continue with this thing on Buyele Mufa?
No, continue. However you want to.
So immediately when I started receiving 15,000, there was a certain fear around it because, Joe, ekasi, we are taught that immediately when you get the opportunity, make sure that ksasa awubuyeli phansi. Because we've seen so many people come and go,
yeah.
come and go. But with my experience, I think it had fear in it. You understand? Because manje abo bands bebathi zi, thenga inwele ze 7,000, ngithi ningajabula. Ngithenga inwele ze 7,000. 7,000. And bona seba explainer in a way yokuthi it's an investment to the brand.
Mm.
So at that time, it made sense for me to take my dancers, buy clothes, Mr. Price inyana, asipacisi ukuthi sicinge Mr. Price stage, siyajayiva ke thina. Nyaba. So now, ephela, you elevate as a person, exposure.
Mm. Yeah.
I did things that made sense for umuntu ophumeka. And no offense to abantu base, because I'm just trying to show you something.
Yeah.
Ukuthi the fear is somewhat... You know, it interrupted the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, it makes sense to spend 500. Manje, mase ngitshela ukuthi ngispende 7,000 for hair.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm. So, it had that in that. Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
You're explaining how you grad, you started getting paid 15K.
Yes. And the investment na yobe imeli kupu.
Yeah, and then you said that you must spend 7K on hair, but you invested with your dancers and you were buying clothes for Mr. Price. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, bestola 15,000, you understand? Yeah. So, immediately when they said zingumalo, we've got 50. I remember when I was gigging for EFF, shout out to EFF Dog, like, by Fahili Mal.
How much did EFF pay you?
They booked me every week.
Yeah.
And at that time, begu lezin to lez zama. Kanin? Ama ini? Ama real, yes. So we used to do so many of those. And they'd give me 15K. Beng tata 14,500. Ni sendelu mamam.
Wow. Wow.
Don't say wow. What's wow about that?
That's beautiful. 14K.
Let me tell you, that's I was 95%. Sending it from a personal account. So that means... Sarsi, I'm operating a business.
Mm.
You understand? I'm not operating a business of saving money and putting it into my mother's account.
Yes.
Do you understand? So those are the things that you learn along the way.
Mm-hmm.
With some of the decisions that I took, because Mangs told you 2,000. I've seen 2,000. My mom has given me 15,000. Ungi pay on a jaganja, I take 14,500. Send it to my mom. 500. 500. 500. 10,000. Post on TikTok. Actually, I don't buy data because I'm using Wi-Fi. Hey, but I used to live a very savvy life. Also, I live at rest and I get clothes for free every week.
Wow.
At that time, I was not tied to Puma, so it would be different brands.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, please wear this weave. You're not weave your 7,000, but saying it's all a mahala.
Wow.
So, I'm going to manage it. But, look at the hair that I used to get for free and the hair that actually cost 7,000. Manje, mabanga ngibize UK. Like,
how much does this hair cost?
I got it for free.
Ooh.
Zing mama.
It looks good.
Yeah, but it's the practice of, you know, working hard.
I'm also glad that you, like, you pay attention and you know not to waste money or whatever. Because especially the critique that Piano gets is like most artists come in the game. Then their career is done, in and out.
His lifespan is very short
in the piano world.
Especially vocalists.
Mm.
What do you think could be the problem?
I think me personally, I think the problem is when you put up music, it's very important that you stretch yourself as a brand outside of the music. Your identity can't just be a song.
Because a song comes and goes.
Yes, people have to know you, Zingumalo. So if you're an artist and you say, me, I don't do interviews, people are not going to know who you are. They're not going to know who you are as a person. When people fall in love with you as a person, as a brand, whether you have a hit or not, you are still going to be there.
You're still going to be
I'll give you an example. Let's discuss what? Casper Nyovest. Let's talk about Casper Nyovest.
The great.
Casper Nyovest, before this hit that he had, right?
Gushoban.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Before, maybe it was a little bit of a long stretch since he had made a smash hit.
Mm-hmm.
But Casper was still a strong brand because people know Casper. They've invested in his brand.
Mm.
He is able to do a fill up because people feel like they've seen him in interviews. They feel they know him as a person. So they invested in his brand. Mm-hmm. Whether he has a hit or not, they are invested. That's mm-hmm. why anything that has to do with his name, if he's got merch, people will buy the merch.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol.
Alcohol. People will buy the alcohol. Mm-hmm. A hit doesn't give you all of that.
Mm-hmm.
People, they have to know you to a certain extent. So build a brand. That's what I'm saying. When you build a brand, people who say, me, I don't do interviews.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that it's actually going to come back to bite you.
And just to add on to your yeah. point, I was actually, so ever since, see, I'm a top charting artist. We okay. look at, no, wait, like we look at the charts very closely. We have to top 10 in a week.
You see?
In a week. So I'm making about number one, I'm trying to success number 17.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's going to become even more harder.
Mm-hmm.
For a person to depend on a song.
Mm-hmm.
So I do get the sense you go to Uti, yeah, it's me nangyenza ma hit. And then I went on my interview. Cause in Gomayako, Joe, I'm a hit these days that last 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Then there's the so next hit.
Imagine now you pressured yes, to have a hit yes. every month because people are not invested in your brand and they don't know you as a person. Okay? And it might be seen that I'm just talking like interviews, because for the benefit of the podcast.
Of
if
course.
You don't want to do interviews, then go on live. Let people see your personality. Let people know who you are. But it's very important for every artist, I'm going to say, let people know who you are. Let people see you so they're invested in you as a person. That's why brands can put their money in there.
Mm-hmm.
People criticize hip-hop, but I'll give you an example. When hip-hop was at its peak,
mm-hmm.
we had the most endorsements than any other genre in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You look at piano artists,
mm-hmm.
piano artists, piano is more successful than hip-hop
mm-hmm.
in terms of like exposure,
international exposure.
Traveling, doing mm-hmm. everything. Like piano,
even money. Do you make more money
yeah,
than?
Yes.
Really?
Piano, but in terms of, because piano is traveling a lot, so it needs to make a lot of money. But hip-hop, when certain guys were at their peak, AKA, he had embraced Reebok. He had Cruise Vodka. Mm-hmm. He had like so many brands you'd work with. Ricky. Huh?
Ciroc,
oh, that was Casper.
Oh,
Casper had Ciroc. He had Samsung. Ricky, African. Like hip hop was working with brands because hip hop could attach itself. It's more than the music, it's a lifestyle, it's a culture. People get to know you as a person. So, piano is doing amazing. It's the most, I think, successful genre to ever come out of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just advising all the artists, if you please do interviews. And if you don't want to do interviews, go on live, speak to the people. So people...
And say what to the people?
Then come to the interviews if you don't want to speak to the people.
I guess.
Do the interviews. Let people know who you are as a person.
No, definitely. Take me.
You see, you tick in the box. So, and once you see that, like, I mean, we get the direct feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we interview someone, a lot of people who were misunderstood came on this podcast.
Mm.
We had Mahu come on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She did the first podcast ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So many people are like, oh, I love Mahu, her personality. Mm-hmm. You know, people became invested in her as a person.
Mm.
And there's so many other people I could mention, but I think that part and that element that we leave out, because music doesn't have a university. Music doesn't have a school.
Of course.
So a lot of people don't know the steps to take to build a brand. So I feel like these conversations are important, because as much as we want to entertain the people out there, we should educate them on a few steps that they should take and build them. Yeah.
I guess. But hey, podcast, you know, you most artists ever give a mama podcast.
Yeah.
Shop right. And yeah, like by off ramp.
That's very true.
Yeah, because must figure la nani figure who do you hate in the game? I don't feel spanbani.
Yeah.
I've watched a lot of artists, the compo artists.
Yeah.
Omunya washut sing malo upila mara twella music. You podcast write you understand? Because maybe in your streak.
Yeah, but I want to tell you, Z, you're at the right podcast.
You think so?
Because we don't ask none of those questions. For me, I told you the only bad outcome that's ever come from this podcast is the last episode. One. And we never asked the question. Two. Here, as much as like there's different platforms, if there's a podcast that doesn't have your good interests at heart, or they don't have you know what I'm saying, are right values and morals, then go to other podcasts.
Which podcast?
El Tito Podcast, baby.
Say it out loud. Isho, abobani, keep them a calm.
Who? You see, my podcast is not about that. I'm not going to talk bad about other podcasts. Okay, let's move on from that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, who are your top five female artists?
Tato Hatsi.
Number five.
Let's not put an order.
It's very important.
The order is important. Yes. Must I have mentioned myself, or it's going to be cliche?
No, if however you feel, this is your top five. It's not El Tito's top five.
Okay. It would definitely have to be Tato Hatsi.
Five.
Who have I number been listening four. To? Number four.
What's her name?
You don't listen to... What kind of music do you listen to?
Everything. But I don't know every song that's out there.
It's a trending song right now. Like, it's trending. Ingo Magade Mthuda.
Oh, I know them too.
None of you guys know it.
But yeah. I know them too. They just dropped the album now, obviously. He's hot.
Fire album.
Yeah.
So there's a lady in the Okuliki Chima Ki Chima.
What's her name?
I don't know her. But it's like a little
girl. You're coming for me and you don't know her. Imagine she's coming for me, but she doesn't even know her. Okay, let's run to the top five.
It's a new song. Okay. Yeah, no? Who else have I been listening to lately?
Number three.
I've been listening to Tracy.
Okay.
Number three. Tracy.
Number two. Let's run it quickly.
Naledi Apiwe. Naledi Apiwe.
Naledi.
And Zinqumalo.
Wow. Let's give it up for her.
Wow. Why? Why?
No, I just want to know who inspires you. And I wanted to give love to the females and just make it a female thing, because I don't want the same people. Like, people usually, it's like the male artists. It's like they get a lot of love.
Oh, I just hear wanted. You. Yeah, no, so I definitely mentioned the new artists because there's just something that they're coming with. Most of the artists that I've mentioned here, Basha, except for Unaledi Apiwe, obviously. You know Unaledi Apiwe,
yes,
right?
I do.
Yeah.
I saw she was going through a situation le Fifi Cooper.
Ah, poza.
Okay.
Unaledi. Poza. Poza, 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 yama, poza. I also like the attitude that she's coming in with. I understand it's giving young, confident women who's able to, you know, embrace themselves the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? She's fully hair, like, ooh, yeah.
Mm.
You understand? Yeah, so I'm an artist, Tamash. But I think my most favorite is Tato Hat.
For real?
Tato, yeah. Tato. Boss, do you know that song?
Yes, and she has the right name.
So, when we talk about Tato, won't you? I'm a boss. I guess.
I have to agree with
what
you.
What does Tato mean?
Love. That's why I'm a big fan of love. And I'm a certified lover boy.
Yeah, Tato is my most favorite. Kubo Poki. Gitsi song, KC5.
Wow.
She's great. Like, she's great, especially because Sengenang in a studio nae. Nyambon utu palaganjani. She's also a very, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but unobu sensitive around the working process here, because you can see that it's someone who's pouring into what they're doing. She's exceptional, Shem. And we are, you know how they say music is universal. Sometimes you don't even understand what's routine. She's really good.
That's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Tato Hats. Like, a lot of people have heard, like, so many beautiful things about you, about the brands, you coming up, you doing so well, the smash hits. But I want us to also be real with the young kids that are watching. You know, the music industry is not only about the victories. There are some losses that we also experience. Are there any difficulties that you went through in the music industry that you can let us know? Because we only talk about, I think that's why a lot of people feel pressured on social media. We only see people winning on social media. Is there anything or things you had to overcome in this music industry?
Well, I can only speak from what I've, you know, experienced.
Yes.
And that would definitely have to be mindset, Joe. Most of the things that came to me, he was able to sustain. Wow. You understand? Because I remember when I went to the UK, Joe, I was the most confused artist in the plane, like, why are we here? What's going on? You get there, food is expensive. So now it takes away from you actually appreciating the moment. Wait, look around. Can you see where you are?
We
say UK. Do you understand? But UK. And I'll tell you how also that was kind of an obstacle in my journey, because it's a win. But if it comes when you're not prepared, you don't even capitalize. You don't take advantage. So I went to UK.
Imagine.
Ni perform, mango to perform ang lale, mfanelum ganam. Chamu kokai.
Imagine.
Kuyom nadi mona.
Imagine.
Kuyatura.
Yibana.
Yabano good instead of appreciating the moment, so ya complain.
Mm.
Do you understand? But should the opportunity come now? I don't think, I'm not saying I'm gonna
and
do.
And imagine, sorry. This is something that you used to dream of when you were young. Yes. And then when you get the moment, you don't appreciate that moment.
Yes.
I think that's a...
No. Let me fix you. I never used to dream about going to the UK. I always had it in me. I'm going to go to Durban, July. I'm going to take Metro FM. So I'm paying for exposure.
Yeah.
Word of the day, exposure.
Yeah.
Expose yourself to good things. Wow. So that you can only... So that now you allow yourself to dream even further.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like... Till today, like, no one's blame with Marazandi. Like, we're learning an opportunity.
Mm.
But life goes on. You must...
You live and you learn.
You live and you
like
learn.
Like we said earlier on, understand? None of us are perfect.
Of course. Yeah, but because with me, like, dog, song of the year. Like, a typical South African superstar.
Mm.
Song of the year, 7 July with DJ Tira. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... Nah, Ninja Foods, radio interview... Date a soccer player.
I'm joking.
But you know that typical South African female stardom.
Yeah.
Uguti hambanganjan.
Which soccer player did you want to date when you were young?
I'm joking, man. I've never wanted to date any soccer player.
But I heard you used to play soccer.
Mm.
Not that position, I think.
Midfielder.
For real?
Mm.
Not playing
at this. Then go number 6, Kapshung.
Guys, I'm sure if you watch this podcast, the last, actually all piano... artists have come to this podcast. We've had Scott Mapuma, Lee Mack, they all claim they were the best in soccer. What's going on?
Mina was the best because I made it to district level. Pelagu soccer ne hambandlala ma tournament, but choose my election. Nan. So that should be validation enough that I'm.
No, that's not validation enough.
It is.
The only validation that we do need, which Scott and Lee Mack gave us evidence.
What?
The episodes, we had footage. Oh, Trina also came with footage evidence.
You want that?
Sweet Kuluva also gave us. So we need a footage evidence of you playing soccer.
I can give you medals. I can take pictures of my medals.
Okay. We need to put that on the gold. Episode.
Asha? Shoo!
Hey!
Because he
loves you. What?
Okay.
Kuning, dog. I almost became a superstar, dog.
For real?
I'm telling you, like, ngangdlala kuma district, kuza ma minister, ba sinikeza ma certificate.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
That's amazing.
Ngunkulunkulu nas.
Mm-hmm.
I almost made it as a soccer player.
Wow.
And then I changed schools, and then obviously, yeah, exposure.
So, are there other talents that you have that we haven't mentioned?
Karate.
A lot of people, I'm sure, didn't know you have. Eh?
Karate. Yellow belt.
Yellow belt is beginners. Miss.
It's not.
It
the
is.
Beginners
after white
is white.
Yellow. It's white and then yellow.
How? It's white, yellow, black, white. I mean, a yellow
belt. Okay, we're going to discuss that. So, you finished a yellow belt in karate?
I had a yellow belt in.
So what's sharp as he?
Karate. In a strategy, in a technique.
Yeah.
I can sharp you, mean I'm not a bully.
Can you just show us one move? Just one move.
I am going to get untidy.
No, just one move. This doesn't have to be too much.
Oh. I used to play karate.
That's why the movies are about China. I'm sorry, yellow belt. She even did the noise.
Perfect.
Can you take us serious, eh?
I'm taking you serious.
We pay taxes on this show, eh?
Aibo,
take us serious.
I'm taking you serious, taxpayers. Yeah. I used to play karate. I got a yellow belt. I came out with a yellow belt. Ben toga nempatle zi white. Ngene ngenyao. You don't wear socks, nothing. Ngene ngenyao. We are chima. We are trainer. I used to do that.
For real?
Mm.
Okay. Mm. That's interesting. So those are your hidden talents.
Yeah, hidden talent. Yeah. So far.
And now a word from our sponsors.
A big shout out to Samsung for partnering with the LTDO podcast. Now, earlier, I said I got something exciting for you guys.
One of you guys is going to win a brand new awesome Galaxy A56 or the A36 smartphone. All you have to do is name one of the Galaxy A series, some intelligent features that we highlighted on this episode. It's that simple. Drop your answer in the comments and you could be one of our lucky winners. T's and C's apply. Yeah. Can you please leave on a good note? We pray before we leave here.
Really?
Yes, every episode. Can you please leave us with a few words of prayer? Can everybody come together, guys? Can everybody come together? Oh. No, they're used to this.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Can we put our hands together, guys?
Okay. Nkulunkulu baba semazulwini. Siyabonga ithuba lanamhlanje. Ngicela bangixolele Nkulunkulu baba. Ngiyabonga nomusa wabo wokungamukela kule khaya lawo. Azange baba snacksi kimi. Sayithandazela nale episode ukuthi konke kuhambe kahle nabo basale kahle nathi sihambe kahle. Amen.
Amen.
Angikwatanga nisho.
Alright, see.
Shop, ne?
Thank you.
We'll see what time is it?